What's good, everyone? Welcome back to the Finta Football Podcast. Hope everyone is having a great start to the week. As always, thanks for tuning in. This is now episode 5, I believe. Excited for today's podcast as we have our second guest joining us today. Boy Ian from Oxnard.
What's up, guys?
What's up, bro? How are you?
I'm good, bro. I'm doing good. I mean, besides this wind.
Yeah, huh? All random today, huh?
Bro, it's terrible. You can't go out to play footy or anything, bro.
Out of nowhere, too. But yeah, just a little preview for those of you. I'm pretty sure a lot of you know you, but Ian's 805 local out of Oxnard, who just also launched his own brand. How long has it been now, bro, since you launched?
I want to say July, bro.
July?
So all right. Officially July, yeah.
Oh, so you had it like in the works in July, no?
Yeah.
But when did you like launch, you know, like put it out there?
So I came up with the idea in June. I want to say maybe late July, I started like making the account, posting. Right. Yeah, bro. It's been a long process.
Yeah. I feel like we launched like at the same time period, kind of.
Yeah. No. Yeah, bro.
Yeah. it's kind of funny. I was just thinking about that today too. But yeah, I wanted to get you on, bro, because since I saw what you did, the first post, just thought it was dope, you know, I wanted to get you on here just to go in a little more into depth, you know. You could explain it a little bit more as to what you're doing, but yeah, because it truly, bro, it's like something admirable, you know, that you're doing for all those
people. I appreciate
that. Yeah, so yeah, we got Ian on today. We chatted up a bit about his brand and maybe talk a little bit of foodie after, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely, bro.
So first, like I said, bro, I love what you're doing with that, with the brand. Just for the new listeners, how did you generate the idea, or how did it come to like fruition?
So bro, I mean, it was 2020, bro, blessing and a curse. So yeah. I mean, since spring season got canceled over there for college, I came home and I spent a lot of time at home. And I don't know, bro, it was just so random. You know, I didn't have like an idea of like, oh, I want to make a brand or this and this. And but like the beginning of quarantine, I would just go out and play foodie with a bunch of friends. And we'd joke around, and like there's always like 5 or 6 of us just always training or just like touching the ball. And we would just joke around and be like, oh, we're Chicas FC, right? And then we have friends in Camarillo, Thousand Oaks. We'd go play pickup games. Yeah. And then being the only ones from Oxnard, we'd be like, oh, Oxnard's here. So from there, we were like, oh, we're Chicas FC.
And what's that Chicas? What's that mean?
Oxnard, bro. That's
Oxnard?
Yeah. So originally, like, Chicas' origin has a negative connotation. Because, you know, people say, think Chicas, I think like the gangs here, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was kind of
So it was quite a stretch to try to bring that to a positive type of symbol, right? And actually the first person to do that is Viva Oxnard, their page. I don't know if you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they were, I would say they were the first ones to bring Chicas into a positive type of thing.
All right, dope.
So shout out to them. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know you're doing that. So the brand name is Chicas FC, right? That's the
so the official brand is De Un Campo a Otro.
Okay, okay.
I just made in the beginning, bro, it was in my head, I was just thinking Chicas FC. So that's why the IG tag is there.
Yeah, yeah, that's where I was kind of I don't know, like De Un Campo a Otro is kind of like a little like the slogan, you know, to it. But nah, that's dope, bro. So it basically came out of soccer mainly
soccer.
It had to do with soccer. But then what's cool, what I fuck with is like how you brought that De Un Campo a Otro, you know, because I mean, the Oxnard community, I imagine it's a lot, like you said in the video, a lot of like people who play Sunday League are working in the fields, you know, and then it has like soccer's an escape for them in a way, you know?
Yeah, so exactly, bro.
I thought that was dope how you kind of like brought both things in.
So yeah, it's just clever, bro, because the meaning, you know. The meaning, there's multiple meanings to it. And not just it's based in Oxnard because, you know, I'm from Oxnard. But if you go all the way up the coast, bro, you know, Carp, Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Any community that has...
Like this whole central coast area, yeah, I feel like exactly, it's just like all... It could all relate to that, so...
Yeah, like Deleno, Fresno. I have family in Deleno. I have homies in Fresno, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And like you're saying, like during the week it was always like las cascaras, you know, after after work, bro. You know, the pickup games, and then like like you said, on Sundays it's soccer for sure, soccer Sundays. You know, it kind of sucks right now too, just like being away from all that, just with this these times. It's just like fuck.
It's difficult, bro. It's it's difficult. You know, you want to take the right measures as well.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but you also want to play footy.
Oh, hell yeah, bro. I missed that. You know, so that's some of us fucking, that's all we got is the Sunday leagues, bro. So it's kind of hard. I know.
Especially out there in Carp and Santa Barbara, bro.
They have
pretty competitive leagues.
Yeah, I mean, the leagues are getting, we're getting better. But I mean, like from this whole 805 area, I feel like players playing in Oxnard, the guys from Oxnard, they come to SB. Guys from SB, they'll go over there. So yeah, it's just
vice
like
versa,
all,
bro.
Yeah. I mean, this whole 805 is what, like, kind of with, like, us, with Finta, is what Argo is like, bro, there's so much talent here in this area.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, that's, like, our goal, too, you know, is to expose, like, as much, like, young players that are coming up, high school.
Right.
Just give them, like, a path to, like, just making it, you know?
Yeah, I think that's good, bro, because, I mean, having the talent, you know, for an individual, them like playing every game, you know, showing their talent. That's the easy part, but like getting their exposure.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you come from a small town.
Exactly.
That's difficult.
That's where I feel like we like players that they don't have the right information, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know, in your experience, you went up through like the college, like the junior college system, then going to play now. Like I feel like how was that experience for you?
I mean, it was good, bro. I mean, coming out of high school, I wanted to play college, but honestly, I was just waiting for a scout to come, you know, expecting just because I was going to be a senior and graduating, that was going to happen. But I mean, it didn't. And I ended up at Oxnard College, and I'm pretty grateful for that opportunity. You know, you think like community college, you're like, but I learned a lot, you know,
for sure.
Losses, taxes. Tactics. That guy's crazy dude.
Yeah, he's insane.
I mean, you've gone, right?
Yeah, I was there for a while, you know. I experienced that. So yeah, I was there just for this. I did like the spring training, and even then, bro, I learned so much just being there. That those couple months, it's just insane, like how much you know. It was crazy.
Yeah,
it was. So I imagine you were under him 2 years. Just imagine all that knowledge you just soaked up, bro. Like, damn.
That dude's, he's ruthless, bro. But you know what? At the end of the day, he knows what he's doing. So
yeah, for sure.
He has odd ways of, you know, his coaching methods, but they work. Yeah, I learned a lot, bro. I went in a young kid just thinking goalkeeping was like saves, you know, just making saves.
Yeah.
But he expanded my game a lot, you know, distribution wise.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Now,
he's big on that, huh?
Yeah, the goalkeeper is really like, evolutionizing, so you know, you're really more involved in the touching and everything. So
yeah, that's what we're well, cause my cousin, you know, he has his the arquero brand. Through that, I help him train like a couple times a week. He has some kids, so like just the time with him, I've learned so much about the goalkeeping position too. It's insane how like the much people, like people think about goalies are like you know. Mm-hmm. No tienen mucho like que ver, you know, they don't have that much to do with the, but bro, like you make one save, like you could be a hero or a villain, you know. It's just such a hard, there's so much
that's
pressure.
True.
And like you said, it's evolving, especially because now teams, they want you to be able to play with your feet, you know, be able to
that's
come out the
back
plane,
you know?
Yeah. So
can you do more than just save a ball? Can you make plays? Can
exactly.
you know,
start it from the bag, you know, like those big time keepers, like Liverpool with the Ederson, they all have to know how to touch the ball. So, so you're at, did you play like club growing up?
Yeah, bro. I started with, let me see, Santos Laguna.
All right.
And then
that
came,
Oxnard team?
Yeah, a little Oxnard team, just all agriculture, right. Some coast. Then we went to Royal, and then we changed that to Royal Puma. Mm-hmm. And then I pretty much stayed with that base for a long time until maybe I want to say my junior year. I went to go play for Eagles for a small period of time.
Okay.
And from there, just bouncing around little by little.
Then obviously high school. What high school did you go to again?
Channel Islands.
Yeah. Channel Islands. So they always got solid teams there for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I would say so. Yeah. They're pretty good teams. You know, they actually just, this past season, they won their, what's the tournament again?
The CIF?
CIF, there we go.
Yeah, I heard about that. Oh, we actually, one of the kids that my cousin trains, he was the starting goalie there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, is it Chewy?
Yeah, right? Chewy.
Yeah, there we go.
Shout out Chewy.
Shout out to Chewy, yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good goalie. Huh? Good kid. But yeah, so after high school, you did OC 2 years?
Yeah. And I redshirted to play another year in club. And then, yeah, I did my 2 years playing, yeah.
Dope. And now you're at Cal State LA, right?
Yeah, bro. I mean...
Well, you're kind of, you know.
I mean, just, you know, the season's been postponed, pushed back due to COVID. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, I'm recently with them, yes.
So did you play a year there? A full year there already?
Yeah, I took I had a season there already.
Mm,
so
right.
I'd have one more.
So you have one more?
Mm-hmm.
So like right now you guys aren't doing... Like any type of training, nothing?
Nothing, bro. Just receiving emails, you know. In the fall, we were just, you know, weekly Zoom meetings, you know. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't do much. LA, I think LA County is the worst in COVID cases.
Yeah, yeah.
States or something like that. Yeah, I saw some posts like that.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. There's just these times fucking... It's weird, bro.
Yeah, it's but, such a curveball, bro.
And sometimes who would have like saw this coming? You know, like it's almost been like a year. You know,
if you think about it, feels so weird, bro. It's like it's normal.
Yeah,
like,
it's normal now. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, going back to, I want to go back to the brand a bit about what's your overall like? I mean, I wouldn't say like goal. What's like your mission statement, if you would?
Of your
brand.
Okay, so let's see. Oh,
I mean, like you said, you could go so much ways with it, you know. But mm-hmm. I mean, do you have like a set, like, you know, where I want it to go, or just like your vision for it, you know?
I mean, currently, bro, you know, I just wanted to bring more attention to the field working community, you know, how they're treated and just their day to day basis, you know, just bring more attention to it. And since quarantine, I've seen a lot of people, like before the brand, you know, people were giving more attention to it and all that. So the goal was, you know, just bring more awareness of it. And then I actually partnered up with a program called Campesinos a Campesinos.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's started by a senora called Carmen, you know, shout out to her. She's an amazing woman.
Shout out Carmen.
Yeah, shout out to Carmen. She's probably not watching this, but I'll send you a link later.
She does. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so it started small, you know. My first project, I was talking to one of my friends, Pedro, the homie Pedro. He works out there in the cilantro.
Okay.
Cilantro and parsley. And I was like, yo, you know, I want to do this. Can I help in any way? And coincidentally, it was on Labor Day, right? And yeah, that was the first project. And they don't get the day off. So I was like, you know, it's hot. I'm not trying to be a superhero, you know. I don't think I'm like this icon or anything. I'm just you know, doing a good
thing. Doing your part,
Yeah, just doing my part. Nothing special. So I took them ceviche and like some drinks and stuff. And that's where it started. And I started, you know, I told myself with each line that comes out, I'll give a percentage in some way. Like if it's not directly money, I'll like buy Maseca. That was really popular. I started buying Maseca.
That project you did, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it was one of the first projects as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. But little things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just helping out in whatever way you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you kind of like brought the, do you plan on doing like, well, obviously right now it's kind of hard, but like once soccer like starts coming back, like more active, do you plan on like involving like the soccer aspect more towards it or?
Yeah, definitely. Like I've been wanting to host like maybe small tournaments. Obviously right now it's too much of a risk.
Yeah, right now you can't
you're held really, you know, liable for all that.
Yeah.
But like small tournaments, maybe to raise money to donate in some way or something like that. But yeah. I've been wanting to bring more of a soccer aspect in it.
Yeah, for sure, that'd be sick. Yeah, just making them, just kind of combining both of those things would be dope.
Mm-hmm.
Look, right. 'Cause like we said, like there's so much Latinos there working who also play soccer on the weekends, just pick up games. So that'd be dope, making like small tournaments. And like how you've been doing too, like those it's a good week chat that like the fundraisers that
we've been shout doing, out, you know? Shout out to the raffle. We're
hell yeah, we're that, doing, right? That was, raffle, if you haven't,
it's today the 18th
19th, no,
there we go,
yeah, 19th.
So
two more days, one more day, one more day, one more day. So yeah, for those of you who don't know, we teamed up with the Inns brand, with ours, Finta, a couple other brands, and doing this fundraiser. This was all at Ian's. I don't know if this was your mainly idea or.
It was actually me and Mamba Soccer Academy. All right. You know, we were talking. I was shopping up with Steve. He's a good guy. I've known him for a couple of years now.
Oh yeah.
And we wanted to do something, and he was like, "Let's do it with the brand, you know, in the club." Yeah. And then I have other, like, you guys. You know, I came in contact with you guys again after being homies for, you know, since OC.
Yeah.
And then my homies from Club 10, you know, that type of network. I was like, you know what, we can, you know, bring more of an audience with each brand. You know, each brand has their own audience, so
yeah, that's definitely. Oh, we were in the works like doing something like that too, and then like when you had hit us up, it kind of just like worked out perfectly. So, I mean, in the future, we should definitely like link up and do more of those. You know, I feel like when like soccer comes back, when the little kids leagues come back, we'll get more of an audience to help out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, it was our first time, bro. Yeah. So it's a learning experience at the same time.
Learning for sure. But yeah, so we covered a little bit about the brand. Was there anything else that you wanted to like throw in there about it that maybe we didn't cover? No, because ultimately that's what I wanted to bring you on for, was just like I said, I've been saying the project you're doing is dope. Mm-hmm. So like, I just want to get as much, you know, knowledge to the people out there about your project, because it's a real cool thing.
Let me see. Well, I always get like DMs, messages like, oh, how can I help out? And, you know, how can I help out? What can I do? You don't have to, like, to help out the program I'm going with, you don't like necessarily have to buy some of my merch, you know? Obviously, like, as a brand, that'd be dope if you bought it, but there's other ways you can go to the foundation directly, you know, donate money, or if you don't like want to donate money, you can donate your time, help out. I think every third Sunday we do a food drive, you know. We always have volunteers, we always need more volunteers, and be helpful. So
Is this in Oxnard?
I just wanted, like, yeah, it's in Oxnard.
All right. Dope.
Yeah, there's just multiple ways you can help out. You don't have to necessarily like donate or buy, you know.
Yeah.
So I just want to make that message clear,
you know? All right. Yeah, so yeah, if any donations, just anything, honestly, because it's I feel like not recent time, but it's been coming more to like in the eye of the public, you know. It's just like how bad they're mistreated, how hard they work, and how, you know, just the benefit, they don't get any benefit. It's like, it's bad, and you're part of like that the part that's bringing awareness to it, you know. So that's dope, bro. So kudos to you for that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we covered a lot of that, so we have some time to talk some soccer.
Let's talk some soccer, bro.
Dope. You a big fan of soccer? Do you like watch a lot of soccer?
I mean, honestly, bro, I only watch highlights most of the time. Just highlights? When I don't watch games, yeah, it have to be like the Clasicos or something. Yeah, but other than that, I usually watch highlights.
Not dope. Dude, so who's your like squad? Do you have are you a diehard fan of some team or?
I'm a fan of Man City.
But, City.
But I'm gonna be honest, bro, it wasn't until like 2017.
You hopped on, huh? You hopped on
I did, bro. I had to. Yeah, it's all good. Ross, bro, tells us to watch soccer, and then one day he was like, Ian, do you know, like, you gotta play with your few more. Like, you know who Man City is? And then around 2017, that's when they signed Ederson, the Brazilian goalkeeper. Yeah, yeah. That dude's insane with the distribution. So he was you should watch him. And I started. That's when it started. Yeah, I like the style of play. They really utilize him a lot.
No, I think so, he had.
That's why, bro.
I think that first year, like he was with them, I think he had like 6 assists, bro. As a goalie, it's like, what the fuck? 6 assists? That's more than some fucking players get. But yeah, that's pretty cool. What about down in? You know how obviously everyone has like their European team. Do you have any like in the Mexican league? Do you have a?
I mean, bro. I haven't followed the Liga MX in a while, but I'm gonna have to say Chivas, bro, since I was younger. Chivas. Oh no.
Yeah, come on.
You're in America.
Yeah,
America,
bro. I'm in America. Later, bro.
Nah. Yeah, bro. I mean, just because since I was little, you know, it was just Chivas. So.
The reason I started going for America was just because like a well-known family friend. He kind of, él me lo pegó, you know, he was kind of always like, he's always like, ¿a quién le vas? You know, I'll be like, America. I'd have to say, a huevo, America, you know? Uh-huh. So it kind of just stuck with me. But But like looking like Chivas is it's dope what they do with like keeping it Mexican, you know?
Yeah,
I fuck with that.
That's actually
too.
Crazy, bro. Yeah, it's
crazy
that they have that system.
That they have that like, and it's been like that for that, throughout their whole history. So mm-hmm. that's pretty dope to see.
Yeah, I feel like that's why a lot of people support them. Like
yeah,
that are diehard Chivas. I feel
diehards,
like
the ones that are diehards for sure. That's what that has to do a lot with it. Just the passion, because it's like,
and they're the ones
passion.
That are like, oh, America, they always bring extranjeros.
Yeah,
and this, and this. Their team is half like.
I do look at it because we do, you know, whenever mm-hmm. they need a player, they always look towards like Los Argentinos, you know, fucking, mm-hmm. instead of bringing up some young kid, you know. So like, it's kind of more like an in-depth question, but you having gone through like the process of playing like youth soccer, high school soccer, the college ball, what would you say is like the ideal way for a kid to, you know, if their goal is to get to play in competitive soccer, mm-hmm. be it college, pro, what would you recommend, having gone through that, the best way?
Well, I mean, from my experience, you know, just because like I was going through high school, I felt like the older, like each my junior year, my senior year, just because I was, you know, junior, senior, I was going to get recruited somehow. You know, I didn't really try to venture out. And I say that was my biggest mistake, pretty much, that I could wish I could do again, you know. I feel like from at least your sophomore year, you should start trying to come in contact with coaches, try to just do your own research about being resourceful, you know. And then obviously, you know, training comes easily, you know, playing comes easily. The hard part is just finding your way to stand out and then just looking for resources.
Yeah, that's what I've kind of I didn't really go through that like process of, I never really had it in my mind that I wanted to play competitively. So, but like now looking back, that's what they say is it's actually pretty simple. Like just by, like how you said, contacting coaches, emailing them, mm-hmm. sending them highlight videos, just like attending even their summer camps, you know, you already got like mm-hmm. basically a foot in the door. So I didn't realize it was that. Cause I always ask myself, I was like, how come kids don't, like, there's so much talent here. How come they're not mm-hmm. playing D1? You could easily be playing D1, you know? And it's just that reason that they don't know how accessible it can be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's what I like to ask a lot of people who've done it, you know, that way
mm-hmm.
is what, and they always say that is just be in contact with coaches, send them, you know, send them your highlight videos, doing stuff like that. So
yeah.
That's one thing that everyone says in common is like a big key.
Yeah, but definitely. But the soccer comes easy, you know. That's natural. But you know, getting other people to see, you know, your brilliance and stuff. That's the most challenging. So
like it sirve ser bueno if you know if you don't display your talents. But yeah, bro. Something else I wanted to ask was after college, you got what are your plans? Do you plan on playing?
That's the dream, bro. You know, that's always been the dream, and my degree's in the bag. You know.
Yeah.
Se me rayó el disco.
You're good, bro.
Yeah,
la agüita.
Yeah, it's in the bag, bro. You know, the degree part of it. So mm-hmm. you know, after I graduate, you know, I can just dedicate. You know, 2 or 3 years of just trying to get myself out there. And if, you know, honestly, if it doesn't work out, then I have my, you know, education to fall back on.
Yeah.
But, you know, the hope, obviously, you know, since I was younger, but it's to be pro.
For sure.
Obviously, so.
Yeah, I've seen you grinding hard, training every day. You train every day?
3 times a week. Not every day. Maybe.
But that's like goalkeeping stuff now?
Yeah, goalkeeping. Yeah, well, it's been like a while since I was on like a practice squad with like a team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a different aspect from training and then training with the team.
Oh, hell yeah. Like I said, I've witnessed that. Just like goalkeeping training is like on a whole other level, bro. Mm-hmm. It's insane. It's crazy how much the little details go into it, you know, how much your footwork, just your, it's little things, you know, that some person that doesn't know the position would be like, what the fuck? They do this stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. But do you have a starting point, maybe, like if you say it would, like USL, then working your way up, or Is there like a process for you that you're
in my mind right now? That's obviously, you know, everyone would love to go MLS Europe, right? Mm-hmm. But I think personally, I think I should, like, I'm shooting for the NISA or the USL, oh, no. You know. But first things first, I think the first step would be finding an agent, because okay. I mean, that makes it a lot better, you know. You get a lot more
for sure. Yeah, definitely. NISA's, that's the new league,
yeah.
No?
The newest one? League, yeah.
And how's that? Is that considered if you would say like a professional yeah. league, yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I heard about that league. It's pretty cool how they're starting up and they're getting more. I feel like a lot of kids now too. It brings me to the next question I had for mm-hmm. you was, so now like it's more kids are going. I feel like are going straight pro, not straight pro, but like to that level.
They're getting signed,
not,
yeah.
Where it's not like that. Where it's not like a MLS Europe, but it's mm-hmm. like you're playing pro. It's considered you're playing pro. You're getting paid.
Yeah.
And a lot of kids, 18, 19, instead of going D1 now, they're opting for that route, you know? So, yeah. So I feel like that's the kind of the new way. It's not, but I feel like more kids are gonna start doing that.
Shooting for that, yeah.
Just to develop faster, I feel mm-hmm. like.
I would agree, yeah. If you yeah. can, if you had the shot to do that, I don't see why not, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what I was gonna ask you, is if you were in that position, you know, if you had the opportunity either going D1 or playing pro immediately, like what would you do?
I mean, come on, bro. That's not even a question. Not a question. Know? Obviously.
I mean, it's because most people say, "Oh yeah, I'll go pro," but then, like you said again, you know, if you there's perks to going D1 still, and the mm-hmm. fact that if that doesn't work out, then you always have, like you said, your degree. You got that to fall back on, mm-hmm. you know. And then if you say you sign pro at 18, 19. First, one way, you know, injury, with it, you know, stuff happens, life.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna have to face the real, and you don't have your degree, you know, you're gonna have to go back to school. I mean, it just depends, I guess, on the mm-hmm. kid. But I feel like definitely nowadays kids are opting that way.
Yeah. I mean, I feel education will always be there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Your age and your level and your condition and all that's very true. More limited.
That's a good point. Very
yeah, fun. So I mean, it goes both ways. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And I guess my last question for you is top five goalies.
Oh, I know this question is coming, bro.
Top five goalies. I was gonna say in the history or currently. We'll go your top five goalies of all time.
Of all time, yeesh. Damn, bro, I'm about to cause a lot of controversy right now.
They don't have to be in order. They don't have to be in order.
All right, not in order. Let's see. Well, I think I'm just add Paco Memo in there, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That guy right there, bro.
I have to. Oh, yeah. You know, just because yeah,
you always liked him
since
huh?
I was little. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, he's a support, like, arquerazo for sure.
Damn, bro, this is tough. Let's see. Let's go with Oblak. Not in order, right?
Yeah, they don't Oblak, have to be yeah.
All right. Oh, do Oblak.
Ooh, Oblak, sick.
Alisson.
All right.
Trying to get someone. Let's see. Let's say Oliver Kahn.
Oh,
the crazy guy.
That was a monster.
I know. Let's see.
No more.
Who else?
No Campos, bro.
Jeez. I mean, you know what? To think about it, he was a crazy, like in Galaxy, where he would score goals, he would go up, his mindset was insane.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because honestly, I don't recall him playing, because mm-hmm. that was in our generation, but just from the highlights and what people from that era, that generation talk about him, like, it's like, bro, let's do it, like, say wait out,
yeah,
fucking, like, not just
something
like,
else, bro.
Yeah, not just like for his antics, like you said, how he would fucking play like as a forward sometimes, but mm-hmm. he could play goalie, like Sparava, you know. At yeah. the Hava, so I mean,
yeah, I think that, he brought a unique element to goalkeeping,
exactly,
especially like, when it came to the MLS.
I mean, you don't, like, he was something new, especially for the MLS mm-hmm. in that time. So, I in terms of like maybe not the greatest goalie, but in terms of how he transitioned the game,
yeah,
I feel like very he definitely
unique goalkeeping,
exactly.
Yeah.
He definitely got a crack in there.
Yeah, definitely. That was a good one.
Campos, and then I had the other one. Oh, What do you think of Osvaldo?
Osvaldo Sanchez?
Or give me your top five Mexicans.
Damn, I don't even have a top five. Let's go.
Obviously, Ochoa, you said.
Ochoa. Let's go. Osvaldo Sanchez.
Osvaldo was something else, too.
Yeah. Who else? Bro, I'm just thinking of like Conejo. But
Conejo,
like,
dog. I like Conejo.
El Conejo Perez. Let me see.
Who else was there?
Coronita.
Right now, Corona. Corona's legend, for sure. Legendary. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sucks he hasn't been able to like win anything with Cruz Azul, but
he's just Cruz Shout Azul. Out to the loyal Cruz Azul fans.
Fuck, yeah. Hey. My thoughts are with you guys, bro. Damn, that sucked, bro. But nah,
Ian. That was 4, right? Or 5?
4-0, bro. To lose 4-0. It's like, all you had to do was.
Insane, bro.
Let's go out there, man. But, Nakraga, appreciate you accepting the invite, hopping on here. It was cool.
Of course, catching. Bro. This is dope, you know?
Yeah, it was cool catching
you
up.
You guys are doing this.
Now, what are you saying?
Yeah, bro. Anyway, it's pretty dope that you guys are expanding to all this. It reminds me of like we were talking about it actually at the Arquero camp, the Joga Bonito, bro. At the
it's just kind of like you know, soccer mm-hmm. content, bro. You know, for the casual fan, like the pros, just whoever fucks with the game, who loves the game. We're just trying to you know, create some content.
Bring
for
that
them.
Joy, yeah.
Bring that joy of the game. Yeah, those. I actually watched a bunch of those videos, bro. After that day, those bring back fucking memories for sure.
The songs and everything.
The songs,
I still be listening to some of the songs.
Hey, those are sick. The samba, little tunes. Yeah, but yeah. Again, bro, appreciate it. Good luck with continuing to grow your brand. Obviously, it's gonna do good just because of the message behind it. So just wish you the best with that, bro. And obviously, hopefully the soccer comes back so you could keep balling. And then obviously,
I know, bro.
Obviously, good luck with that dream of yours, bro. Keep grinding.
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate the opportunity to be on here. It's pretty dope.
Appreciate you, bro. But yeah,
we'll
be in touch for sure,
that, bro.
Sure. No, appreciate it. Yeah, but we'll be in touch. We know we're close. We'll definitely link up. Get some more ideas. So,
yeah, bro, definitely more projects in the future.
Yeah, you know, for
especially
sure.
When things start opening up and everything.
Hell yeah.
There's so much we can do.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
It's exciting.
Once again, I appreciate you, bro, and have a good one.
Sure, bro. You too. I appreciate it.
All right, bro. Estamos.
Dale.